So you went back to Ajahn Chah and Wat Bapong. Were there any memories from that period of training with Ajahn Chah that really stand out in your mind?
One is just how difficult it was.
In what way? Some people who are listening may not know. In what ways did you find it
quite
difficult?
Well, in those days, that was the early 70s, so that conditions were very austere. The northeast of Thailand is it's the poorest part of Thailand. And conditions were very austere. There just wasn't, oftentimes you wouldn't have flashlights for your battery to go back and forth from your dwelling place in the forest. At night it's dark and it's tropical nights, they get really dark and it's in the forest. And sometimes there would be batteries and sometimes there wouldn't. Sometimes there'd be candles and sometimes there wouldn't. So just basic things were, sometimes you'd get, you go to the store to get, say, something like a bar of soap for bathing. And the store's monk would be cutting bars of soap in half so that each monk could get some. Conditions were quite simple. The food in the northeast of Thailand is not abundant, especially in those days. Over time, then there was much more of a gardens far more vegetables being grown. A lot more of the just basics were more available over time. The economy was being developed. And also besides the the physical conditions, I never saw such a thing as a zafu until a cushion to sit meditation on for years and years. You just sit on the floor. All of the Northeasterners, they grow up on the floor, so they're comfortable sitting on the floor. It was as a Westerner with a body that not very flexible, had to. Just that physical hardship, and then there was a rigorous schedule at times. But the thing is, you're young and it's all a challenge. So it was it was difficult, but it was also very satisfying. It felt like really exactly what I wanted to be doing and should be doing.